It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
P. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get to the BetQL guest line and welcome in Diana Rossini, chief NFL insider for The Athletic. You can find her on Scoop City, her podcast, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Diana, what's up? How are you?
But if it's chief, man, I am taking that title. I am going to call The Athletic.
I thought chief sounded good.
Chief is just like, talk about sizzle on a pretty boring steak. So thank you for that. I will take it. Guys, what's up? It's so good to talk to you. I haven't chatted with you guys on the air since the start of this amazing season. And you know, JP, you know I bug you all the time about the vibes down there. Just I love hearing about how electric everything has become this year. So I'm so pumped to talk to you guys.
We are too. And it is wild here. I don't know if you saw Kalen Kaler, I think, hopefully I'm saying that right, from ESPN just wrote a story about how the former Cowboys players that signed here said how much happier they are here than Dallas. Can you imagine that in your time covering this team or really in any time over the last 25 years? It's just, it's night and day difference here. And a lot of it centers on Jaden Daniels. We just heard from Dan Quinn that he's not practicing today. I kind of think this thing goes all the way to Sunday morning. What are you hearing about Jaden's availability this week?
Yeah, I'm with you on that same opinion and intel there about how they're doing this. And look, I think Dan Quinn has always done a really good job, even going back to his days at coaching in other places, where he's pretty transparent. He's pretty fair. You know, some coaches go so out of their way about injury timelines. Dan's pretty straight. So I take his word when he explains that, look, we got the next step is to just get him on the practice field, and they will take this day by day. So, look, you know he wants to play, and I don't think that has anything to do with the Caleb Williams connection there. I'm sure there's some fun storylines there, but that's not the way the kid is made up. He just wants to play and compete. Doesn't matter who he's going up against. So I do think you have to stay open-minded that this could still be a possibility, but of course, I also wouldn't be surprised if Sunday morning we woke up and someone was reporting, one of us, that they're going to go with Marcus, you know, for this game against Chicago.
I agree with you. I also think I don't think we get any sort of definitive answer until then.
Yeah,
because
nothing right now.
Let's zoom out, because you've had a ton of news over the last 24, 48 hours as the trade deadline continues to heat up. How cool is it for you, as somebody that's covered the NFL for a while, what the trade deadline is becoming?
It's the best. I was just having this conversation with someone this morning. I love this week and next week. I hate that my phone is so, like, the temperature of my phone is so hot right now, even as I'm talking to you. I almost texted you before, like, hey,
where
for whatever reason I cut out, I didn't hang up. My phone is just, everyone is so chatty this time of year. And it's great because teams that are in it are trying to improve and they're trying to add that one missing piece. The teams that kind of know their future here, they're open for biz. And then you have a lot of these in-between teams. I was talking to a head coach this morning on his way in, and I consider him an in-between type team. And he's like, you know, even said, he's like, call me next week. I'll tell you if I'm in a different position here, because a lot of the result of this weekend will determine what we become. So, you know, you talk about day-to-day. I think some of these teams are even operating at the trade deadline or right before it a bit day-to-day as they see how their teams can come together. So, yeah, it is a good time. There's a lot of gossip. But most, you'd be surprised how much is not out there. compared to what's being talked about behind the scenes, and it will slowly come out as we get closer to November 5th.
Well, it seems like the receiver market is the one that's heating everything up. Is there any other positions that are people are discussing?
Yeah, that is for sure. I mean, the receiver market in the last week or so has been ridiculous with Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams, and now DeAndre Hopkins headed to Kansas City. And then, of course, at The Athletic, we reported yesterday that the Rams are in talks with different teams about moving Cooper Kupp. They're calling, and teams are calling them, and they're trying to see if this is a piece that they'd be willing to move if it were to make sense for them from a business standpoint. I know the Chiefs are talking to them as well, trying to see if they could figure out a way to get Cooper Kupp there. But it was the Titans that really stepped up here in the last 24 hours, being willing to take on about half of Hop's salary. Because that's the thing with the Chiefs. They literally have said the same thing since the offseason. Whenever you reach out to people that are making decisions there of, hey, who are you going after? What's going on here? You know, and they're public about it. We don't have the money. We can't do it. And we're not willing to give up draft compensation in a first or second rounder type situation. They're trying to keep this window open for the next few years. That, you know, I know the narrative is they're going for three. They're going for as much as they can over the next few years, as long as Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback. Yeah. So for them, it made sense once Tennessee said that they were willing to take on some of the salary and move on from D-Hop, a team that obviously looks like they're in rebuild mode, despite the fact that they did sign a lot of different players in this offseason. You know, Kansas City was able to strike this deal, and they're pumped about it because I don't think they thought this was realistic a week ago. Just from the couple conversations I was having around the league, I never got the feeling that D-Hop was actually realistic to Kansas City, and then everything changed yesterday.
That's crazy.
But like, it's the thing with Andy Reid. I mean, Andy, everybody talk about, these coaches, the game has passed them. Andy always seems to make the moves, and he's still got the most innovative mindset when it comes to offense. What is it about him?
You know, I'm actually glad you asked me that, because I was thinking about this, and as you know, we think about football all the time, and it's the middle of the night, and I just had to take care of something with my son, and I'm rocking him back to sleep, and I'm thinking, I'm going to talk about how Andy Reid should be coach of the year this year. They're undefeated. They're going for a three-peat. They've had numerous injuries. They have found different ways every single week to figure out ways to win. And I think sometimes we're bored as the audience, as the fans of the sport, with the answer always just, we look at that team and go, well, they have Patrick Mahomes. Yes. It's incredible that you have the best quarterback in football on your team, but that doesn't always mean you're going to win every game. They're winning every game. Where's this Super Bowl hangover, a double Super Bowl hangover? It's not there because they do have this appetite for competing. I spent a lot of time with them this summer. God, you would think they haven't won. They have. It's not this like corny chip on the shoulder, like we're going to prove the world. That's not it. They're so comfortable being like, we're going for the three-peat. And I even asked Andy, like, do you want to really say that? Like, you're kind of putting a target on your back. You're setting this expectation that's obviously never been done before. So why would we shy away from something that we believe we can do? Like, let's go. Let's hold ourselves accountable to try to get it. Yep. You know, and Andy always, he's hard to pin down because he never wants to take the credit. But he obviously is trying to conduct, or at least collect, as much information to make sure his offense is staying progressive and staying up with the times, we'll call it. And he's open about that. Like he's like, I watch high school games just to get ideas, to catch some plays, to add to the playbook. And they've done them before. I mean, I think there's a famous story where he took a play from a janitor. So he's open-minded, but this is a building that and a team that has the leadership. And this is the stuff that the Commanders are going to be getting. They're going to get there because they have these type of guys. They have these kind of leaders. And it starts with the quarterback, and it starts with Travis Kelce. It starts with Chris Jones. They've got the right dudes in the building, and everyone just follows suit. And that's how that works there.
He got some plays from me before, Diana. Believe me.
Well, he said he drafted the running back, the white kid running back. He's like, yeah, I always watch Tuesday night Maction. I thought this guy would be a player. What's this, Carson Steele or Carson Strong or something?
Something like that.
It's tremendous how much he takes in, how much he studies, how much he watches, how much he hears. That's also something I'm always surprised by. They know everything we're saying,
right.
Good and bad. They're quite aware, but they do a good job of keeping a lot of this stuff in house. Like they are one of these organizations that have been able to navigate some problems because it hasn't been smooth either. It's not like they haven't dealt with controversy, right? We've seen,
sure.
Obviously, with the Rashee Rice situation, they brought back Kareem Hunt, the guy they cut because he was caught on video, participating in criminal activity. So,
right.
Or domestic, I forgot what it was, we know what the story is. So, anyway, they believe in the rehabilitation of players, and I think Andy has a really good feel for his players on who are the guys that he can get the most out of and who still has some left in the tank. And, you know, Travis Kelce will be the first to tell you, he's not the same guy anymore. He just signed this new deal. He's getting older. He's slowing down. But I bet you guys, when we are watching them in the playoffs, we're going to be talking about how Travis Kelce is still the go-to guy.
Totally. Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Talking with Diana Rossini here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Diana at DMRUSSINI, Twitter and Instagram. She is the chief NFL insider for The Athletic, host of Scoop City. So here's the question a lot of folks around here want to know. Do you think Washington is a player at the trade deadline? What are you hearing?
I do. I think Washington's going to watch this situation and put the feelers out to be buyers. I do think that the next few games are going to be important to them as well. I wouldn't put them as a team that is unsure of where they are, right? We know that they've had success and they're going to continue doing that. But I definitely have had some conversations with people who are expecting the Commanders to hop in. I don't necessarily know if that means it's going to be some aggressive move where they're willing to give up crazy draft compensation to land a key piece. But I know that internally there are some holes they would like to plug as we get to the second half of the season.
Like corner and pass rush is kind of what we hear most here. Does that sound about right?
Yes, that's you're following along well because you know that the pieces that they're missing, we see it, right? It's not hard to figure out the areas that they have to improve on. But I will say the pass rush market is hard right now. I've got like five teams right now talking, trying to find one that's available, right? Because you obviously got the studs, you got the Max Crosby's, you got the Myles Garrett. They're not going anywhere unless some team is willing to roll out some obnoxious amount of trade of picks. Then I just don't see that happening, and I've gotten zero intel from Vegas or Cleveland about even being willing to do it. And then you look around the league at the teams that are dumping players, it appears. Look at the Titans today. They're making moves. You know, is a guy like Jeffrey Simmons available? And I don't think he's the kind of player that they'd be willing to move on either. Because a lot of these guys, a lot of these pass rushers on these teams are core guys. You got San Francisco. They're looking for some pass rush help. Hargrave is out. So the problem is there's not enough guys. So they may poke around. And this is where you see a lot of teams make moves and pick up guys off the practice squads. So sometimes that could be something. So it may not be a name that makes us all go, oh, my gosh, we got to talk about this. But it could be a good addition to get some of that stuff done.
It's funny you mentioned San Francisco there, and B and I talked about this yesterday. They're sitting at 3-4. They just lost to the Chiefs. Purdy probably had his worst, at least statistical game of his career, or among his worst. When does the conversation start to change around San Fran? Because they're losing guys like crazy. It's bizarre kind of watching that unfold.
Yeah, the weird vibes is like the cool thing to say about them right now, right? Mike Silver just joined The Athletic. He was a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. So he was covering the team pretty much every single day. And now he's come to The Athletic to be a national columnist and writer. And so we talk about the Niners a lot because he knows them so well. And he he called it in the offseason. Sometimes teams just go through this like black cloud where they can't catch a break. And we've seen, obviously, with the holdouts with Trent Williams and then the Brandon Ayuk situation and then Christian McCaffrey's both legs and then you're seeing Debo and then players are getting shot. Like you can't make this up. Like this is a wild few months for this team. And granted, they have Kyle Shanahan, who we, I think we can all agree is a top five, top three head coach in football. He'll figure it out. That's where he kind of wins over. He at least gets the benefit of the doubt. It's just, what are you going to do? They still consider themselves a contender. I expect them to be both buyers and sellers come the trade deadline. So, look, they could use a little bit of luck here. And I don't know if that's going to come from Christian McCaffrey. I don't know if he's really going to be able to get back to having that speed that we know him to have, because that was one of the hang-ups. But they certainly need to figure out a way to get back to being the 49ers, because for a team that I think a lot of us were picking to be either back in the Super Bowl, or at least, you know, winning the NFC, it's really hard to see that right now.
But what was his injury? Because this is 7 or 8 weeks into the season. He comes back now, I would anticipate that injury is going to come again. When people sit out that long and come back and play football, something always happens.
He went to Germany. Like, if you're going to Germany to get your injuries looked at, it's probably bad, right? Like, how the players that we've heard in the past, like, you know, I think Kobe Bryant, Andrew Luck, I think were players that traveled to other countries to see if there's some type of medical expertise that they have that we don't have here in the States that could perhaps help with their Achilles. You know, and a lot of this was what I find interesting, and it's something that I'm working on, is the timing of it all, right? Because June, they re-sign him. They give him an extension. They make him the highest paid running back. And then he gets married at the end of the month. And then he shows up for camp, and all of a sudden there's all these problems. When right. did these problems occur? It just, there's something fishy and weird. And there's been so much chatter about his future. How much longer does he have? Is, you know, is this a player that has to contemplate, can I do this? So we'll see if he'll get out on the field. So it's unfortunate, because obviously he is the most important person on that offense. Kyle Shanahan loves Christian McCaffrey. And yeah. You see it. It makes sense with what they want to do. It's why there was no drama around his contract. Every other person, I feel like we you know, there's weeks of conversations and proposals. I mean, Christian said, cool, we agreed, in and out, done deal. And then we saw, obviously, with Trent Williams, who you would think would be an automatic situation. That was not very automatic. We'll see if San Francisco's got some fight left in them.
Not to compare it with McCaffrey, but that is kind of interesting. You remember Shaq, after he was super established superstar and had won some rings, he would always have to get surgery the first day of training camp. And he's like, I don't get surgery on my time. I get surgery on your time. Diana, last one. At least last one for me. I know that the success of the Philadelphia Eagles is quite important in your home. I find it hard to believe that thing's going to work with the volatility that is their head coach. What do you make of Philly? What do you think they do over the next 2 weeks? And just the Eagles getting their S together.
My marriage is really good right now. So I'm going to just keep moving it in the direction of things are great in Philly, because I don't want to deal with what I was dealing with the last few weeks. But let's just take my
her husband wouldn't talk to her at some point. Is that right?
Yeah, bro, he's weird. Like, it's too much. It's too much.
Eagles fans, man.
Oh, they're different up there now.
They are very – I did not know this. I didn't realize this when I was dating him, and obviously things would have been very different. And I probably wouldn't be married to him if I had known it was going to be this intense. Because it just affects everything in our house. And he's not with me right now, but he would hop on right now and be like, oh, yeah, yeah. It goes the Eagles, Michael, Joseph, maybe die. Like, order of things. here's what I can tell you. I think getting this win, I know the word must win is so overused, but when it comes to the direction of what this franchise is where they want to go, they needed to have a win like that. Oh. And obviously beating up the New York Giants, Saquon possibly is still running at this point. A revenge game like no other, without making all the noise, just going on the field and just shoving it in the faces of, you know, of Joe Shane and the people that made that decision to kind of move on from him. Look, I think for Philly, this is the right step in a direction that they want to get to. And look, Nick Sirianni has been criticized left and right, but when it's right and they're playing well, it's hard to criticize him. It's just this season we talk about the Niners, has been weird, right? It's been, I still can't really figure out Jalen. I used to think he was really good. Then sometimes I watch him, I think he stinks. Then sometimes I think he's good. Like, I go back and forth, too. And I think that's something they're trying to iron out, trying to make, get consistency or consistency on the field here, because they have been such an up-and-down team.
Well, I think that move that they Saquon going to Philly will be the reason that Joe Shane gets fired.
I had that conversation with someone this morning in the league, and this person, like, has a lot of juice, not in New York. They were like, you really think that is something that would get an owner to fire a GM? Come on. Like, it's not that
simple.
Did
they not hear that owner say, I'll be sick? Oh,
that hard knocks looked rough.
If he goes to Philly. Then he goes to Philly and he's killing you? Yeah, that could get somebody fired.
And he's on the bench. He's, you know, Sirianni's asking him if he wants to get back on the field to break the record for the most yards that he's ever had in a game, and the kid is saying, no, I don't want to. Let the young kids eat. I mean, not only have the best player on Philadelphia's team is Saquon Barkley, but then, oh, yeah, he happens to be just this great guy and a great team, you know, a team player, great locker room guy, captain. Like, all of it just – I don't put it past owners to be petty like that. Joe Shane will be remembered for his time in New York, if he were to get fired, as the guy that traded the most important person of the New York Giants.
Diana, thank you for the time.
Appreciate you, Di.
Everything you ever reported about the Jets is 100% accurate, by the way.
Oh, gosh. You know, I have discovered that fans don't want to know the truth. They don't. And I feel bad, because I see Jets fans all the time because I live in New Jersey, and they always say the same thing. Like, we know you're right. We just don't want to believe it. And I get it. But
that thing's a train wreck.
That is a good example of dysfunction. So we'll see what happens with them and see if Aaron Rodgers can carry them to the promised land.
Thank you, everybody. Check out Scoop City. Thank you. We appreciate your time,
guys. Right,
thanks, guys.
Take care.
Diana Russini. Give her a follow at DM Russini, RussiNi. She's going to have a million trade nuggets over the next 10 days. Make sure you're following along. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Here's what we're going to do. You want to make somebody's day, B?
Let's go.
You forgot your headset's not on?
Nope. I was trying to tape stuff to landfill.
All right, right now we're going to make somebody's day. Bang. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Caller number 10. Right now, you win two tickets to the Washington Caps versus Columbus Saturday, November 2nd at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, check out thefandc.com. So I ended up watching that Caps game last night. Remember I was excited because the Caps game started at 6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was like... It was on ESPN, which already bothers me. Because if I'm locking in for a Caps game, I want Joe B. in locker. Mm-hmm. I want to hear about high-end Italian wines and chicken wings. That is...
So you don't want to hear about the hockey?
No. I love hearing those two voices talk to me about hockey, right? And I think that's how most Caps fans feel. Not ESPN does a good job with it. Like, I'm not knocking their broadcast.
When they get the national game, you got to go with the national game.
But I think they try to do something like... 24 hours of hockey or something, because they had a bunch of different games staggered on a bunch of different start times. It is a back-to-back, though. So they beat the hell out of the Flyers. It was 4-0 for most of that game. I think it finished 4-1. They get the Flyers again tonight, 7:30. AD offered us both a ticket. We can't go. Wednesday's a crazy work day. I got to be at NBC at 8:30. If anybody's at home, you want to watch all ears, turn it on, baby. Caps, man, they're playing well. Call number 10 right now. You can win tickets to next Saturday night against the Blue Jackets. That is a 5 o'clock start. Caps now 8 points on the year in only 5 games. They're kicking ass, man. It's been fun to watch. All right, I gave away the tickets. That's step one. I actually accomplished that on time, at least on my time. I think having Diana on there, to me, she's plugged in and talking to people around the league about this. I think she nailed it. Adam Peters, at his introductory press conference, said, I want to know about everything going on. I will be very active. I will always be taking calls, making calls. But it doesn't mean we're going to do something every time. And I think that's where they're at with this.
Yeah. I messed up.
Oh, you're right.
Something got my eyes.
Sorry, buddy.
What you said?
Some water?
Nah, I'm good. I'm putting on water, man.
I don't know. I just think, similar to this Jaden Daniels thing, I think the Jaden Daniels, I don't think we're going to know till Saturday night or Sunday morning. Because I also think, I don't even think it'll be Saturday night, because if Jaden, if they decide it's going to be Marcus, I don't think they're going to elevate Hartman. I think if it's Marcus.
Got Driscoll.
Right. Yeah. Now, but typically you'd have a third emergency quarterback.
Yeah, but you can have Jaden on the sideline.
Right. I think it's Jaden or hell, at that point, Luke McCaffrey comes in or something. Yeah.
I got a few more throws in it.
You think you still got it?
I can throw a couple. Yeah.
And so similar to the Jaden thing, I don't think we're going to know until Sunday, and I don't think it's worth working ourselves into a lather over it. I think it's kind of similar with this trade deadline stuff. I think there are teams, hell, you're already seeing it. I think the Steelers, who are 5-2 and might have something.
They need a receiver.
Yo, and they keep losing. They wanted Ayuk. They've been in on every receiver market and not gotten any of them. I think the Steelers are going to be pretty damn active.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what will come of that. I think there are some teams at this portion of the season that are going to be quite active, right? Honestly, I think the Chargers are desperate for a receiver. I think the Seahawks just traded for a linebacker. I wonder what the Lions do at pass rush. Like, if Za'Darius Smith really becomes available, the Lions should push harder than a lot of other teams. The Lions are a legit Super Bowl contender.
Super Bowl contender lost their best pass rush.
Right.
And they need somebody to come in and fill that, that void.
Washington, as much as the brass will never admit it, they are far ahead of what expectations were, including their own. So they're not going to push all in right now when they can, one, be pretty active in free agency next year if they choose, add another draft class. That doesn't mean they're not going to make a move, but I don't think everybody that as soon as they see Diana report Cooper Kupp might become available, I don't think you need to immediately assume Washington will be involved.
No, no, not at all.
I think there's probably a greater chance they won't be involved.
Because, I mean, Cooper Kupp is going to cost a lot. And he probably will be here for a one-year deal.
I think there's more guarantees on this contract, but this is crazy. I agree with you on what Kupp will cost. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins, who had a 1,000-yard season last year, the finalized terms are in. Tennessee gets a 2025 fifth-rounder that becomes a fourth-rounder if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl and Hopkins plays 60% of the snaps. Now, most teams, when they have a Super Bowl rider in these trade contracts, when there's a Super Bowl proviso, if you will, I'm like, man, they ain't making the Super Bowl. But the Chiefs.
Well, the Chiefs. It's very possible with them.
Like, they usually make the Super Bowl. I don't know what Kupp will cost.
No.
If you can get Hopkins. Now,
you got Hopkins for.
Now, that is just, that's a rental for the rest of the year, which impacts
the comp. But then again, I would ask this question to you, okay? How good is Kupp in another system that's not ran, like Sean ran a system for him?
Sure.
If somebody line him out wide and say, I need you to be running other routes instead of just these crossing routes where I'm doing picks and all this, will he be as good?
That's a fair question. You know what would be pretty fascinating?
Who? What?
Green Bay. The Packers have had a bunch of issues at receiver. They had to suspend a guy. I think Jaden Reed might be out for the season. I think there's a lot of injury questions in that receiving core. Now, they do have a ton of really good young receivers. But, I mean, LaFleur's offense is McVay's offense. Mm-hmm. I think there are spots where a guy like Kupp really...
Minnesota, Green Bay, and then will help.
Well, dude, if you can get Minnesota and Green Bay, perhaps...
Bidding against each other.
Yeah.
And then you roll in with what's coming, they just take it at the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that'd be really interesting to watch. They have a bunch of pieces there, but injury can change everything. And there's two more games before the deadline, which will also really impact things.
Okay.
I wanted to read a text I just got from my wife. You got a second?
Hey, man, I'm cool. I like your wife, just don't like you sometimes.
Appreciate that. So the feeling's mutual. I love Monica. So I got my paddle tennis is starting up in a couple weeks, right? And I'm fired up. And one thing Lauren fairly has asked me, she's like, listen, when you get things you know are on your schedule, put them on the calendar. Mm-hmm. We have a shared calendar. I said, so I try to be proactive. And I put paddle on the calendar. I play every Tuesday night, right? So I set this up for weekly from Tuesday, November 12th, and it runs all the way through Tuesday, February 18th. And in the process of doing so, I just have it for every day between Tuesday, November 12th and February 18th.
That makes no sense.
Sure. I don't know how to do anything.
It's just Tuesdays.
I don't know what I did wrong.
You got to go for Tuesday.
I try to do recurring.
And then you put repeat, and you got to make sure it's just Tuesday from time to time.
I did weekly.
Yeah, you just did it for every damn day.
I said weekly.
So, in other words, Laura just said, tell you, when you leave the house, just don't come back. You know, that's all that could be.
When we return, we got to make some bets. Who's that, In Vogue? SWV?
Monica.
Sorry, Monica. You knew it? You didn't answer?
I mean,
I guess it's just a singular singer.
I heard Janville say it, but I just let you throw out stuff. You're going to learn one day. Just pause a little bit before you say
pause,
stuff.
Pause, dog. Pause. I should definitely pause before I make another NFL pick or NBA pick or any of it. Jeff, are you available tomorrow for a Wizards season preview? I'd like to book you.
You know, Jeff's actually not available right now. He's dealing with some issues.
Okay. Did his car get towed again?
No, they're kind of...
Stomach?
Yeah, stomach. Digestive issues.
Is he available? If we called his phone right now, would he answer it from the toilet, as he usually does?
I think he's in a world of hurt right now.
What did he do now?
What did he eat?
There was a lot of stuff. It's just a tough scene.
I love Jeff. J-Dog's forever. I hope he's okay. I'm not sure I want to know anymore.
Yeah, J-Dog's off forever on these bets y'all been doing lately.
All right, Landini, are you running the show with the bets then?
I guess so.
Probably not many other options. Let's do it. Heard it here first.
Aha!
All right. I love that part.
Gather around.
All right, I'm back. All right. I'm back.
Oh, Jeff's back. Jeff, how are you? We were worried about you.
How you doing, Bubble?
I'm great. I'm feeling lifted. I'm lighter.
What's up, BG?
What happened, buddy?
Nothing, man. Brendan Giuseppe. I'm calling you Bubble Guts.
Just had to use the bathroom. That's it.
What'd you eat?
Dude, it was that pizza from yesterday, dog. It was killing me all
night.
It was killing me all yesterday, dude.
Dog. Man, please.
I was okay. Were you okay?
I was okay.
Landfill?
Oh, God. Jeff do have a little baby stomach, though.
I was good.
You too.
Yeah, dude. Like, if I'm good,
I was
that's
good.
On him.
It was until it digested. I just had to get it out of me, bro. It's all good, you know. Sometimes. All right,
you know what? People are turning the radio off throughout the DMV.
So that's fine. How many bets y'all lost?
Let's see how gross our betting was last night, JP.
Mine's terrible.
You think
mine's
that story bad. Was bad? How about
yours,
our 0-2 record, JP? J Dog, stick together.
Yeah,
Landini,
bad.
Undefeated, sitting at 2-0 in second, and B Mitch.
4-0?
He's sitting at 3-0.
Damn. Mm. You didn't put a parlay in last night?
He didn't put a parlay in the first night.
The first night I put a parlay in.
He definitely did the first night.
And I won both of them.
I remember that.
You said I was 2-0 yesterday, dude.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
I did?
Yeah,
yes.
That's facts.
I swear it's 1-0 on this paper. Maybe.
No, I was 2-0 yesterday, dude. I put a parlay in yesterday and today.
I try like hell not to give him his parlays.
JP.
And versus your
JP.
Random piece of paper.
JP.
I'd go with us.
You rarely remember your name, so I'm just going to go and check. I'm going to go and check the audio. And tonight, I don't know who I'm taking. That was confident, but I ain't know.
That was a big proclamation followed by nothing.
I'm taking the Bucks minus 3.5. They're playing
Jeff
the Sixers.
We're not leaving Jeff alone. Jeff deserves this.
Jeff deserves it.
I know who I'm going with tonight. Caps. Let's go, baby. They play the Flyers. Let's go, Caps.
I was going to take
Caps. Caps, Caps, Caps.
I tell you, he just killed the Caps.
You taking the Pacers laying the 5.5 against the Pistons, Landini?
No, I'm taking the Bucks.
Okay.
Minus 3.5. I'm fading Josh Harris.
I mean, the fact that the Sixers don't have Paul George or Joel Embiid just because they're going to rest them, basically. You're going to rest dudes on opening night? When are you ever going to play them?
I'm taking the Suns and the Golden State Warriors.
The Dubs. Did you see Steph was on with
and I'm
Ben
just I'm only taking the money line with the Warriors.
You can't. That's minus 250.
Okay, I'm taking the minus 5.5.
You see, Steph was on with Scott Van Pelt during Monday Night Football, and they did an interview. At the end, he goes, "Go Panthers!" And Van Pelt goes, "Good luck with that." I mean, I don't know that I want to get gross. We got college
Jeff
football.
Already
tonight,
did
Jeff.
That.
That's true. college football. I don't know much about the pick I'm about to make. But
well, don't worry, Jeff didn't know nothing about the pick he made last night. So
damn, dog. Listen to this.
Hold on, stop. My team's won. The last team just ain't covered.
No. If you bet,
therefore,
the points,
it's a loser.
That's a loss. So, what do you mean? My team's won. You lost with the points.
B. Mitch, I don't even know where the – I think Georgia?
Where?
The Liberty Flames, they're Virginia.
What's called them?
Lynchburg, cool. Right?
Yeah.
They travel to Kennesaw State to take on the Owls tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty is 5-0. Kennesaw State is 0-6, but any chance you get to take the Kennesaw State Owls plus 26 at home on a Wednesday night, You got to lock that in, baby. The system rides again. Give me the Owls, plus 26.
Parlay mine with Middle Tennessee, plus 20 and a half as well.
Thank God he didn't say Kennesaw State. That much I know. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to everyone that called in. Thank you to our friends Neil Greenberg, Diana Rossini for joining us. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it this far. Jeff owes you some NFL picks.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.